You probably noticed we've got an election coming up next week. And let's talk demographics in the U.S. elections for a moment. Asian Americans are the fastest growing immigrant group here in the U.S., so you'd think they'd be a coveted voting bloc. But American political campaigns tend to overlook them, partly because of low turnout. But some community groups are trying to change that for this midterm election. Akiko Fujita has our story from California.
We're at a bustling lunchtime crowd at a Chinese restaurant in San Diego. It's not the first place you'd expect to find a campaign event, but Republican candidate Carl DeMaio works the banquet room and takes questions from local Chinese and Vietnamese reporters.
What's the thing you want to approach for the Asian benefit for Asian?
First, jobs. We need to get the economy moving again. Many of our Asian businesses are struggling.
It's one of several events DeMaio's had with Asian Americans. Definitely not the voting bloc Republicans usually target. But DeMaio's in a dead heat against Scott Peters, the incumbent and Democrat. He knows there are plenty of independents in this room who might help him. That's something Jackie Nguyen knows, too. She's consulting Republicans here.
This is a toss-up seat. You know, it's a registered one-third Republican, one-third Democrat, and one-third declined to state here. And within that, you know, registration, there's between 18 to 20% of Asian American votes out there. And so that's a lot of votes that, you know, both candidates can try to grab.
Nguyen is one of three staffers the Republican National Committee has hired in California to reach out to Asian and Pacific Islanders. That may not seem like much, but it's part of a new, larger Republican strategy to broaden its reach. Similar staffers plugged into Asian communities have also been hired in Colorado, Texas, New York, and Virginia. It's a direct response to 2012, when Asian Americans voted overwhelmingly for President Obama. Nguyen spent months knocking on doors, visiting every Asian church, hoping to sway opinions with a familiar face and story.
I'm Vietnamese American. I was born in Saigon, Vietnam, which is now Ho Chi Minh City. And, you know, I've been living here in the United States since I was 3 years old.
Asians and Pacific Islanders now represent nearly 9 million eligible voters, a voting bloc that's doubled in size in the last decade. And there's an effort to get them out voting more.
I'm calling from the Your Vote Matters campaign. So I'd like to ask you a few questions about voting regarding the vote in November 2014.
We're in a small office space in downtown L.A. at a phone bank operation crammed with young student volunteers. They answer questions about voting in 17 different languages, including Vietnamese, Bengali, Urdu, and Mandarin.
We're Your Voter Matters campaign.
Tanzila Ahmed runs the phone bank for Asian Americans Advancing Justice, a civic engagement group. She's Bangladeshi-American and says political parties across the board still ignore the Asian community.
A lot of what it means to be engaged in the political process in the U.S. is getting materials from candidates and campaigns because they're trying to win your vote. But they don't really care about winning the Asian-American vote. It's too difficult for them to translate the mailers. It's too difficult to try to find volunteers that speak their language. It's too difficult.
It creates a huge barrier. More than a third of Asian-American voters aren't fluent in English. They don't share a common language, and some have never voted in their native countries.
They come from countries where democracy and this kind of a voting process isn't a part of their natural culture, so they have to learn about what it means to be a voter. It's a very new process for them.
Ahmed says to engage potential voters, sometimes it just takes knowing a basic greeting in their language. She also likes to share her own story with them. After 9/11, FBI agents came to her parents' house in California to question her cousin, a young Muslim American. Ahmed says her family was singled out because of their religion. She remembers what her mom said back then.
She said, "It doesn't matter how long I've been in this country or that I have my citizenship, I'm always going to be treated like a second-class citizen." So that's a message that I take with me when I do voter engagement work.
And as Ahmed's become more politically active, she's seen that tide turn. This year, California's online voter registration site added 8 new Asian languages, including Hindi, Tagalog, and Thai. It may help increase participation in races this November, but the real test will come in 2 years as efforts build to bring out voters who've been historically overlooked in a push to dramatically influence the presidential race. For The World, Akiko Fujita, Los Angeles.
Akiko's story is part of our ongoing Global Nation coverage, featuring stories of a changing world and its people. More of our Global Nation reporting at PRI.org. And feel free to join the online discussion. Just use the hashtag Global Nation.